my phone's up. You may not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello there. It's me, Pinkhood, along with Johnny. Tonight we're actually bringing up concerts and, more importantly, K-pop. Mix of K-pop, some comedy involved, a little bit of Miss Corona getting herself still not out of the way.
We can't get rid of this Miss Corona.
Yeah, Miss Corona is not going away anytime soon. And
okay.
And I have a funny feeling that Miss Corona is going to cause fans to contemplate going to the concerts as well. Because bands can only do so much. Yes, they appreciate their fans, but they have enough things to worry about, like their own health.
Like liabilities and whatnot.
Yeah, and avoiding malicious comments from me fans of any kind. Miss Corona is causing a stir. Like, I'm looked on Ticketmaster for very well-known group Monster X, which is a K-pop group. They have many tour dates open, rescheduled for U.S. tour. The one concert within New York City, let's just say there's still tickets available, and the concert's in late April. So either people are going to go, and yes, masks will be worn because can't exactly social distance, but and people have to take Miss Corona seriously because Miss Corona.
You could social distance, but you have the limits like down.
How can like, you when it's a...
It's tough, though. It's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty like, say, 25% limit.
Capacity.
It's going to be tough, though.
It's going to be tougher in part, and if people are smart, as much as fans may not like unpopular opinions about debating on not going, but if you're traveling out of state, then that's 2 weeks quarantining, which are you prepared to basically stop your life for 2 weeks and pray to God that you're not playing Russian roulette with Miss Corona, because you could be doing everything possible to not get Miss Corona, and you could still end up getting her. And I don't think it's the best for Miss Corona, especially when people are comparing it to the flu I saw.
Which is nothing like the flu. It's like...
It's worse. People
way
are
worse.
Dying every day from it if they have
animal.
A weakened immune system. And then it's the thing of, okay, when are we getting this vaccine? And how are, there's groups not touring. BTS, amongst other groups, are basically going, we're holding off because of Miss Corona. Do you really think major groups like BTS and other groups are going, no, we're not going to chance it. Thank you, but no thanks, but no thanks. Because I think if BTS could sell out arenas, are they willing to put their fans, their armies at risk, which is their fandom at risk? I think Mumbi, Monster X, is putting
to
rock in a hard place.
See, I'm not into K-pop, but I even know about the BTS Army.
BTS Army is no joke.
They're strong.
I think BTS is doing a great job. I think other groups are. It's promoters saying, hey, April's a good month to start off. Let's go. Let's do it. let's see how many people we get in seats.
Yeah, it's like
nothing bad. No hate towards the fandom. No, apparently, and I'm also BTS Army too. Like K-pop. Little bit of you get a little bit of everything with me, along with being a mumby. Do you really think I'm going, okay, I have to stop my life for 2 weeks, even if traveling out of the state, 2 weeks quarantining, no questions asked, meaning your life stops for 2 weeks from the time that you step back into your state, you're quarantining. And it's not like, yes, I'm going to wear a mask inside your home. No, it's you're going to be treating this like I'm praying to God that you're not getting Miss Corona and you have no symptoms. Because it's not easy. It's no joke.
Oh, it's...
And the sense of normalcy is taking the vaccine, but there's people going to be out there going, well, we don't need the vaccine. We don't need it. We don't need it. Yeah, there's chances of getting rare reactions to it, but isn't there reactions to everything? And this is something that we haven't had. I think this is something that we all should be taking. We should be... really careful with how we handle things.
Yeah, be very careful.
Yep. And not go. And if you don't have to travel, don't travel. Or really watch out for what you're doing because Mizrona is no joke. Groups are taking the time and doing live streams because they can't see their fans. Some groups,
yeah.
Some K-pop groups. I don't know of any other genre that is really doing a lot for their fans because they can't tour. Or like K-rock or like whatever genres are doing pre-recorded concerts, they're really trying to make things work for their fans. Even hard rock and like other genres are doing this. Seeing Impractical Jokers, which is a US-based group, comedy group, sketch group, do a tour. How many people do you really think are going to go to those venues?
No, Impractical Jokers, quite a few.
Quite a few, but how are you going to social distance? Okay, I went to a comedy show which was in an outdoor theater, and the only reason I was able to have my mask off was staying inside the car. If you had to go use the restroom or go and get concessions, guess what? You had your mask on. It was a must. I went to a wedding. Guess who was the only person with a mask? Me. And another person that I attended that wedding with.
Yeah.
Who, kind of a big deal. And it's kind of not... It's like, what are you supposed to do? Not wear a mask? No. If venues are saying you must wear a mask, you must wear them, mandatory. You're not getting into venues. You're not getting into certain places. Period. End of story.
So that's how we're going to defeat this. We're all going to work together here.
And if people aren't careful,
stand their butts.
Florida, Arizona, and Georgia are on fire with Mizrona right now.
California, too.
Oh, yeah, in California. So... Mizrona is kicking other sasses, but Pennsylvania, I believe, isn't. We're going through it, but I don't, it's not, we're not lining up like, we're not on fire.
And
New York isn't
like,
on fire either, from what I heard.
Say it's not terrible, but it's not like on fire, but it's still pretty...
It's still bad.
Pretty bad.
It's bad. It's bad all around, but I'm saying it's not like a fire, it's not like fireworks with Mizrona. It's bad, but it's also people not wearing masks. It's people not following through with what's being told. If you don't have to travel, you don't travel, period. CDC recommends don't traveling, not the time for a pandemic. So it's like, what do you do? Do you just sit and wait it out and pray to God these vaccines come out like April for everyone? These people are already getting their second vaccines in different states. Some people are getting their first. When is it going to be where the general public... The only way I think you get it faster is if you have a medical condition and you need to get it, like the life or death situation. I would assume weakened immune system means you get it quicker, I hope. But it's still like, who distributes it? Who's going to be the one to basically go and say, yep, you deserve, you get it, you're the lucky part of you. You're lucky enough to get this precious vaccine. Because even travel industry's hurting. Entertainment's hurting. Not, and that's no lie. So it's almost like, what could we do to be... How could we defeat this without being stupid enough and going, okay, we could do something better. We could defeat Mizrona. Because Mizrona is not going away anytime soon.
I mean, things in Pennsylvania are actually going down right now.
Thank God. It also helped that we were on a lockdown.
I think that three week
indoor lockdown.
Dining ban worked. I think
the dining ban worked. I still wouldn't eat in inside venues. I hate to say I'm relying on DoorDash if I want something to eat out a lot.
I admit I do eat inside. I do, but when I do, it's usually like have my mask on. Sanitizing,
right.
I ain't messing around with this.
I'm just saying,
but
not comfortable eating inside because that's what they were contributing Mizrona to.
That's
delivery
takeout. That's the way to go.
Delivery takeout, supporting
best
small businesses.
Right,
it works out well. I think on that note, I think we're done for tonight, which is kind of odd.
It's like we're already early.
As much as it's early, 19
like
Eastern works.
Boom. Just like that. Done.
Yeah. And I hope everyone has a great night.
Well, there'll be
we'll
a part
be back.
I don't know. Tune in next week.
Tune in next week because we're going to be talking about what is this new sense of normal and more on is it really safe to travel and potentially traveling now or not? Isn't it? Who really knows what's going on right now? I guess you have to tune in and really get more of our juicy details, especially on our traveling escapades or not traveling escapades, how whichever way it goes. Because if you're... Because this is the way we roll. So definitely want to tune in. And if you're a fan of K-pop, definitely want to stay tuned for more, because there's always juicy, interesting details we have about geekery, entertainment, the works. Throw in some diversity, the different ability news, and guess what? If it's your first time tuning in, check us out, check out prior episodes, interview with John Oliver. Let's see, we're on Instagram, Twitter. Links in the bio to find us where we're at, which you can find us at amcpressandco.com. And check out our latest articles, because it actually goes into masks. What else? It's definitely Ms. Rona a lot. But Ms. Rona is kind of a topic that's on everyone's mind, so I guess you'll have to tune in to see and listen to see what we're up to next and what other great topics we find, especially if it's something about new genres of music and people doing great things with their platforms. So can't complain. And on that note, we're going to be off. Have a great week, and definitely want to stay tuned, because
got some good
we
stuff
have a lot up. Yeah, we have a good stuff coming up. And if I do end up going to the concert, which I'm 50-50 shot I might, we will have a 2-week quarantine broadcast, literally. Of
see, if you go, please stay safe.
Obviously, I'll be safe. I am, but I can be safe. It's just other people have to be taking it seriously. And if they're New Yorkers, I'm hoping, since it's based in New York, it's New Yorkers are taking it seriously, but I guess it will be it will definitely see if I'm a cat and has 9 lives at this point. So at that point, but if the concert gets canceled, there's no harm, no foul. So it's a 50-50 shot if they'll cancel due to poor ticket sales, but who knows if the group, it's whatever the tour promoter wants and the group wants and management labels, which Monster X is a great group, great music. Definitely deserved. If you're not a fan of K-pop, check them out. If you aren't a fan of K-pop for whatever reason, it's okay. But if you're a fan of Practical Jokers, they're also starting up around the same time. So
they're hilarious.
So maybe go to a concert. Stay safe and wear your damn masks.
Wear your damn masks.
Yep. If you don't need to go out, you stay home. And if you're in a state that thinks it's fun not to take precaution to handle these precautions, rethink. Be smart. Don't travel. Wear your damn masks. And on that note, we're off.
Good night, everybody.